Now, Age UK is warning that pensioners are facing a rise in their energy bills because of changes to the way we're billed for our gas and electricity. The regulator Ofgem is currently reforming the market. It's reducing the number of tariffs on offer, so it's simpler to choose which product we want. But there's criticism of the idea of having a standing charge. That's a set fee just simply for having energy connected to your home. That means that a bill is produced regardless of whether any energy is actually used. Well, Charlotte Dubensky has been looking into this for us and talking to some of the people affected.
Try to keep my flat at a certain level, above the freezing point, so to speak, and put on more warm clothing.
Like many pensioners, Alfred Ford from Cardiff has to count his pennies. As the colder months draw closer, he says his weekly pension doesn't always cover the increased cost of household bills, such as heating his home.
Paying bills and so forth can be rather demanding, I should say. You have to be careful how you use energy and keep down the cost a bit. But one has to sort of use one's savings now.
Energy companies have long been under pressure to change the way they charge us for the gas and electricity we use at home. Recently, the regulator Ofgem asked the companies to reduce their tariffs. Richard Lloyd from the Consumer Group, which explains those changes.
There's a bewildering array of tariffs that people have to choose from at the moment. Hundreds and hundreds of different prices, and that makes it really hard for consumers to pick the best deal for them. So, quite rightly, the regulator Ofgem has asked them to reduce their tariffs to just four basic ones.
Fewer tariffs may make it easier for us to choose the best energy deal, but those changes also mean standing charges are being introduced across the board. So what does that mean for the way we pay our bills? Richard Lloyd again.
The energy companies all charge a standing charge for the fixed costs of getting electricity to your home, of having a meter in your home and so on. And that standing charge stays the same however much electricity or gas you use. Now, when we've looked into this, we've found dozens and dozens of different standing charges. And this is a big deal. This could cost you about £400 a year.
It's that rollout of standing charges that's piqued the interest of Age UK. Graham Francis from the charity told the BBC it's concerned about the impact those standing charges could have on older people.
Many older people are struggling with household bills, including energy costs. We know it's a difficult economic time at the moment, and anything which is pushing energy bills up has got to be a real worry for us and for older people that we work with.
Why are you concerned about the rollout of separate standing charges on bills?
This might penalise people that don't use very much energy, for example, or who spend time away from their property. So if they went to the hospital, or into a care home, then they'll be paying an amount every month whether they use energy at all.
Recent figures show that bill could cost up to £33 a month before you've even put the kettle on. Back at the home of 85-year-old Alfred Ford, that's causing some concern.
Why should one pay a standing charge? That should be done away with, really.
We put those concerns about the rollout of standing charges to the Trade Association for the Energy Industry, Energy UK. Angela Knight is its chief executive.
Where we've come from is a situation in which there weren't standing charges. In effect, there were variable tariffs. So the fixed costs of delivering electricity or gas to a house, they were absorbed in the first few units. And so they tended to be at a higher cost. Now, what has happened is that the regulator said, no, it needs to be clearer. So you've got to break out into showing where those higher costs are. And you've got to do it via a standing charge. So whether it's in a standing charge or whether it's absorbed all into the bill itself, it's still the same thing. I think here that there's a real bigger concern, and that is that, you know, there are people in very difficult circumstances, and in effect surely they should be helped through the welfare budget, and there's only so much an energy company can do.
People who qualify for a state pension already receive automatic winter fuel payments worth up to £300 from the government. And additional cold winter payments are also made if the temperature dips below zero for 7 days in a row. The concerns being highlighted by Age UK are already coming to fruition. This coming weekend, tens of thousands of elderly customers are facing a rise in their energy bills as one of the UK's biggest suppliers scraps its Stay Warm scheme. E.ON is withdrawing the tariff, which offered fixed price bills for the over 60s, blaming the new rules which limit the number of price plans it can offer. But Ofgem says it's been clear that suppliers are allowed to keep social tariffs. Looking back at the specific issue of standing charges, Angela Knight from Energy UK touched upon the fact that it was Ofgem which asked energy companies to introduce a standing charge, but the regulator suggested that each company should have a tariff with a zero standing charge. However, the ability to find a deal that includes a zero standing charge is a postcode lottery. Age UK says it wants the reforms to be looked at again.
We think that Ofgem need to look at the guidance again and that energy companies should be compassionate in terms of dealing with people who might be in vulnerable situations.
Graham Francis ending Charlotte Dubensky's report there.